dog rapist, criminal aliens released by sanctuary cities despite ICE holds. By Bob Price on June 18, 2019. Despite immigration detainers placed by enforcement officers, a dog rapist, suspected killers, an accused child rapist, a convicted rapist, and others were released by sanctuary city jail officials. Some of these criminal aliens went on to commit other crimes after release, including a murder-suicide. When local law enforcement decides to uphold sanctuary policies and release illegal criminal aliens without notifying ICE, it is a decision to protect and release criminals who are preying on victims in our communities. Brian Wilcox, Acting Field Operations Director, URO Seattle, said in a written statement, "By allowing criminal aliens, particularly those with egregious criminal records, to be released, it places everyone in potential danger. Danger that very well could be prevented through cooperation with immigration officials. ICE has the authority to hold illegal aliens who have committed crimes in custody in order to ensure public safety and arrange removal procedures for criminals who are illegally present in the U.S. ICE officials in Seattle released the following as examples of communities who were made less safe by the release into the community of criminals who could otherwise be deported. Illegal alien arrested for murdering, dismembering victim after local police failed to notify ICE of his release. In October 2017, ICE identified Rosalio Ramos Ramos, who is an illegally present Honduran citizen with prior criminal convictions and four prior removals from the United States, at a city jail in Washington. ICE lodged a detainer, but he was released without notification to ICE. In January 2018, Ramos Ramos was arrested again and booked at a local county jail for murder. ICE has lodged another detainer with local jail officials. County jail ignores ICE detainer, illegal alien suspected of killing wife after release. In March 2018, ICE located and lodged a detainer on Martin Gallo Gallardo, a citizen of Mexico who was unlawfully present in the United States, after locating him in an Oregon county jail. Jail officials did not honor the immigration detainer and released the convicted criminal 2 days later, without notifying ICE. Following his release, ICE made multiple, unsuccessful attempts to locate and arrest the man. In October 2018, Gallo Gallardo was arrested again, this time on a felony murder charges for allegedly killing his wife. County jail ignores ICE detainer, Honduran man suspected of murder after release. County jail releases illegal alien, man later kills wife and self in apparent murder-suicide. In December 2016, ICE located and lodged a detainer on Christian Octavio Parra, who was being held in a county jail in Washington. Octavio Parra was a Mexican citizen who was illegally present in the U.S. and had prior immigration encounters. Local jail officials did not honor the immigration detainer and released the convicted criminal in August 2017 without notifying ICE. A little over a month later, Octavio Parra shot and killed his estranged wife before taking his own life. County jail refuses to honor immigration detainer, releases child rapist. In January 2014, ICE encountered Jorge Luis Romero Arriaga, an illegally present citizen of Honduras, at a county jail in Kent, Washington. Romero Arriaga was being held on a charge of rape of a child. ICE officers interviewed the man and determined that he was a citizen of Honduras and lodged an immigration detainer. That same month, the immigration detainer was not honored and Romero Arriaga was released to the community pending the disposition of his case. In August 2015, the subject was convicted of multiple counts of assault. In February 2017, ICE took the Romero Arriaga into custody and removed him from the U.S. in March 2017. County jail refuses to honor ICE detainer, releases illegal alien convicted of rape. In June 2013, ICE officers encountered Luis Fernandez de la Torre at a local county jail in Kent, Washington. ICE officers determined he was a citizen of Mexico and lodged an immigration detainer. Fernandez de la Torre was later convicted of rape and sentenced to more than a year in jail. After completion of his sentence, the Department of Corrections transferred Fernandez de la Torre to a county jail on warrants for driving while impaired and violating a no-contact order. In February 2014, ICE lodged a subsequent detainer at the county jail. The detainer was not honored, and that same month, Fernandez de la Torre was released to the community. In July 2014, ICE took the criminal alien into custody, and he was removed to Mexico in May 2015. County jail refuses to honor ICE detainer of man who sexually assaulted dog. A detainer is a request to local law enforcement agencies that ICE be notified as early as practicable. Ideally at least 48 hours, before a removable alien is released from criminal custody and then briefly maintain custody of the alien for up to 48 hours to allow ICE to assume custody for removal purposes, ICE officials explained. ICE lodges detainers on individuals who have been arrested on local criminal charges and are suspected of being deportable, so that ICE can take custody of that person when he or she is released from local authorities. When law enforcement agencies fail to honor immigration detainers and release serious criminal offenders onto the streets, it undermines ICE's ability to protect public safety and carry out its mission. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.